This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Charlotte. It's very official.
I feel like I'm going to try and mix it up. We say this every time, but it's really hard to not go in and be like the same as every single episode.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. People think we're funny and I don't know why.
Literally. I woke up to loads of messages this morning on the Instagram like, oh my God, I think you're so funny. Yeah. And then I think to myself, how?
Yeah, why? I think that. I'm like,
I think we're funny, but I also think we're really irritating. Yeah. So how do other people find us funny?
I don't know. Maybe we should do like a survey monkey and be like, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Give me three reasons why I used to do that.
Funny or annoying?
To my ex-boyfriend, my friends always took the piss out of me because I'm like so needy. I'd be like, right, I want 5 reasons why you're with me, but I want...
Oh my God.
No, I'd be like, I want 10 reasons why you're with me, but 5 have to be my looks and 5 have to be my personality. And I'd literally just be there like, compliment me.
Tell
but
me like, everything I want
jokingly,
to hear.
I wasn't like a proper bitch. Like, give me 5. I'd just be like, ooh, be
give me
confident.
A 5-star review, bitch.
Yeah, I'm quite needy. Still do it now, but I just find it funny.
Yeah, I've never ever done that in my entire life. I said it to Kyle
the other day. I was like, what do you like about me? And
maybe
he was
like
your boyfriend. And I went, right, name 3 things you like about me. And he was like, I like your boyfriend, I like your boyfriend's clothes, and I like your boyfriend's sense of humor. And I was like, okay, what a way to turn it around on you.
me, I, self. I don't know whether that would class as psychotic behavior or not.
No, I think it's just a conversation, isn't it? Like, I always compliment Carl. I'd like to know, you know, and he is more reserved. I'd like to just know what he thinks about me. Like,
I would love to do that on, like, on a first date with someone.
Yeah.
Just be like, give me 5 reasons as to why you've shown up today.
Yeah, I want to know.
Because you've seen my face.
Do you think I'm nice?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 5, nice. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate me as a person. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate my body. Rate my humour. Rate this, and this. They'd fucking run a mile.
And then meet me on date 2.
They'd run a mile.
Well, anyway, maybe we do a survey monkey.
Mm.
I'd actually legit love... Maybe we should be like, guys, did you hear my stomach then?
No, God.
Just be like, guys, annoying or funny? Episode 1, was this annoying or funny? Episode 2, tell us, rate my intro.
I think.
People would be like, it's the fucking same every week.
Yeah, get lost.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the topic today.
The topic today is peptides.
Oh.
Because what the bloody hell is a peptide?
You hear the word like thrown around so often, don't you? And you're just like, what is this?
It's like one of these like buzzwords, isn't it? Like,
is it just for marketing?
Yeah.
Do they actually do stuff? Like, what even is
it? Yeah, so basically,
what the fuck is a peptide?
Yeah, in this episode we are going to tell you what a peptide is, what a peptide does, how it works, and then kind of just be able to tell you whether it's worth it or not when somebody tries to sell you a peptide. I actually really like the word peptide, and I don't know why, but every time I say it I imagine like a bottle of Pepsi with a Mentos cone in it, or a Mento, what is it, a Mento?
I
and it's like
I pictured more of like a beach with like the tide like whoosh.
Oh. I mean, doesn't that just come to show how different we are?
Yeah.
There's me like.
That's because you're Mardy today. You're thinking of something
exploding.
Yeah,
I am. I'm a bit Mardy.
I've had my CBD, so I'm all right. I'm thinking of the beach.
Oh, damn it. I need that. I need to book a holiday. I need a holiday where I can just lather myself in SPF 532 and not get a tan.
Well,
anyway, peptides, let's talk about it, because people will probably be dropping off like dead flies at this point.
Bye, bitches. Right, bye. Tell me what a peptide is, please.
Right, are you ready for this? Because my head is fried. And actually, that's quite a good little seg for me, because as soon as I said fried, I thought of a fried egg. And it's because I've had to think of a little analogy to perfectly describe a peptide. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
So try not to think of this as a like a skincare product or anything. Let's just think of it as like the actual biochemistry of like the body.
Yeah, so it's very sciencey, this one.
It is very sciencey. So I've kind of sifted through everything, sifted through a load of different studies and reports and scientific things, and I've basically come to the conclusion that a peptide is best described in the form of a burger.
Yummy. Burger.
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 Are you hungry? I'm actually ravenous, and and the thought of a burger right now is like, mm-mm.
A burger.
I might go get me a chicken mayo at dinner time, you know, only 99p.
God, why are you not a fat bitch? It really irritates me. All she does is eat McDonald's, and she's got a really good figure, and it really pisses me off. Oh my God.
I just work out like 3 times a day, you know? I eat McDonald's and I work out. I have actually worked out once this week, so. But it was really hard. Anyway. If you're hungry and there's no burgers in sight, I'm really sorry. If you're hungry and maybe you're eating your tea or you're cooking your tea, congratulations, because then obviously you're not going to get hangry, a bit like I am right now.
Just carry on. Just tell us what it is.
Right. So basically, a peptide is the thing that makes a protein strong. So let me quickly describe it like this. So have you ever made a burger before, Ames? Like a homemade burger?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So the way that it is for anybody who's not made a homemade burger, you get your like your meat, so whether you want, let's say it's like a beef burger.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your minced beef and you've got all your seasoning, like whatever you want to do with it, and obviously you just need to turn it into little patties. And patties.
Just
Krabby
need to turn
patty.
It into little patties.
Turn it into a Krabby Patty. So what you have to do is basically if you just took the beef and you put the seasoning on it and then you just put it into the shape of a burger, when you cook it, it will all just break apart and it'll go into like little chunks of beef rather than staying in its shape.
Like meatballs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or meatballs. Yeah, see? Meatballs or a burger. Oh my God, it's only just clocked that a meatball and a burger is basically the same thing.
Mm.
Except pork. What? But you can get beef meatballs, can't you? Oh my God. You basically
get beef meatballs.
Yeah, I know, but I just realised, like, you would never eat, like,
a meatball burger
spaghetti. Like,
just spaghetti with a big old fat patty on top.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it, really, to have
it's all the same thing,
spaghetti.
Isn't it? Yeah, but anyway.
Gross. Gourmet.
Mm.
Yeah, so you basically need to use an egg to bind the meat together so that it stays in the shape of a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And the peptides in this burger analogy is the egg. So basically, the skin cell is the burger, like the finished product. Yeah. <Mm-mm>. Burger skin.
Burger.
Burger. And then the protein that you've used is the beef, so that's actually what the burger is.
Mm.
But to be able to keep the shape of the burger, you've had to use an egg to bind it to keep it all. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So basically, to say that in a more scientific term, a peptide is what keeps the proteins in your skin cells strong. And obviously your skin cells, like the shape of it is made by the protein. So it's just kind of like working down to the base. So it's the thing that binds the proteins together to make a strong skin cell.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, the only thing is there are loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of different types of peptides. So it's really hard to kind of like speak about a particular peptide.
Yeah,
you know
there's
what I mean?
So many.
It's just really confusing. But also, if I start throwing words around like amino acids like or amino acids, it's just going to make it a little bit more confusing.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more scientific, but nobody will have a fucking clue what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the burger...
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah, we could like go into this, but this is like peptides for dummies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like those books.
We are the dummies.
Burger making for dummies.
A burger. I need to stop doing that.
Burger. So yeah, basically it's just like the thing that makes a strong protein, which makes a strong skin cell. So obviously, as you can imagine, without peptides, your protein's going to be a bit like, oh God, I'm not very strong. And they're going to make a weak skin cell, which then often shows up as like skin that's lacking in elasticity or... Mm-hmm. It's just like fine lines, wrinkles, that kind of thing. Therefore, you can imagine that anybody that knows what a peptide is and makes a skincare product and then tries to market it will be like, oh yeah, a peptide's going to make your skin look amazing and young and youthful and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go into it a little bit in a bit more depth. Shall I just go into it now?
Go on then.
So basically, marketers and skincare brands and whatever will be like, these peptides are really good for your skin cells. They're going to regenerate them and make them look amazing and youthful. However, there is a very small problem with this.
Right.
So do you remember way back when we did our hyaluronic acid episode and we spoke to Indeed Labs, for Demetra at Indeed Labs? Basically, we touched upon the size of a molecule, and the size of the molecule is dependent on how it can be absorbed by the skin. So the smaller the molecule, the deeper it can go. The larger the molecule, the more it sits on the surface of your skin. Now, the way that you measure the weight of a molecule, so how big it is by something called a Dalton 500 scale. We touched upon it briefly with the Liony ladies in the Pick and Mix episodes.
Yeah.
But it's anything over 500 Daltons cannot be absorbed by the skin. You get it? Am I making this simple so far?
I get it.
So say it was like 550 Daltons weight, it would just sit on top of your skin, it wouldn't actually go down. If it was like 100 Daltons, it'd be like straight in there because it's really tiny. Now, a lot of peptides are actually larger than 500 Daltons. Let me just use a quick example of something that is larger than 500 Daltons but can still be absorbed by the skin. Latex. So basically, all allergens, apart from a couple, are under 500 Daltons, which is like, you know, if you're allergic to...
dust.
Yeah,
my mate's like, allergic to dust. It's really unfortunate.
I used to be allergic to dust. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
But if you say you're allergic to... basically, let's just say you have a general reaction to something. So when I was younger, I used to be allergic to specific types of clothes washing detergent.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, the weight of the molecule that I was allergic to was smaller than 500 Daltons. So every time it touched my skin, I came out in a reaction because it absorbed into my skin. And then it was like, oh my God, we don't like this. Something's going wrong. Protect. Yeah. So latex is actually over 500 Daltons. But when it touches the skin, people who are allergic to latex have a reaction still, even though it's heavier, because when it touches the skin, it breaks up into smaller peptides. So it actually then gets, into smaller molecules, so then it actually gets absorbed by the skin. So, therefore, technically, a peptide is too big of a molecule to be absorbed by the skin. However, certain types might break up onto the skin and be absorbed.
Right.
The only problem is, it's going to be super confusing if I sit here and say, this one is going to be absorbed by the skin and this one's going to break on the skin. Basically, to you and I, going into Boots trying to find a new product, we're actually not going to really know whether it's going to break up or not.
It's hard as well. I guess it completely depends on the kind of texture that the peptides are in as well. So if they're in like a really thick moisturizer that's just going to sit on top of your skin, they're not going to get absorbed either. So you're just wasting your money, basically, because peptide like base products are really expensive sometimes.
Yeah.
They can be quite pricey.
Yeah, they can, 100%. And sometimes it's just a bit like, well, we're here to try and debunk and tell you whether it's worth your money. But with this, we kind of want to educate you on what a peptide is rather than whether it's worth it. Do you know what I mean? Because it's really hard.
It's really hard for us to know.
Yeah, because it's confusing. Like, you wouldn't know what peptide broke into loads of different pieces unless you went and read a load of scientific studies that, fair enough, we do. But there's so many types of peptides, it would literally be impossible for us to try and put it all into one podcast.
Yeah,
so basically, peptides as a molecule are too heavy to be absorbed by the skin. However, they can break up and be absorbed. So there is small proof that peptides might work because of the whole latex thing. But also, there is something that I think you'd basically looked into as well, hadn't you, for this episode? And it was whereby, if you have a peptide and you put it on your skin and it doesn't get absorbed, it can kind of trick your skin cells into thinking, oh, if you're putting it on top of my skin, if you're putting it on top of me, then you're obviously telling me that I need to go and do something. So I'm going to create some more.
It's like a signal-based thing. So I've got like a little, not analogy because it actually happens, like a little example.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our skin's most important proteins is collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So peptides, when applied topically to the skin, can then send a message or like a signal to produce more collagen.
Mm-hmm. It's just a bit like, thing is, it's really, I'm quite dubious about that, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit like, I know that our bodies are really clever, but like, I don't know, if you're trying to tell your cell to do something from the outside in, then surely we'd be able to tell a fat cell be like, can you stop making cellulite? Someone put loads of anti-cellulite cream on. I hope you know what it is, and then stop making cellulite, because we both know that that doesn't happen.
They're just, peptides are just meant to strengthen other proteins that we have. That's what they claim to do, really.
I know, but do you know what I mean? It's a bit like trying to speak to your cell. I mean, it might work.
Yeah, but you don't know how intricate the body is. I know what you're trying to say, but at the same time, like, there's so much stuff that happens that we have no idea. So it's hard to kind of say, it does work, or no, I don't believe that, because we can't really question it, really, when a lot of stuff that we've read has been like, this does this, or this does not do
this. There are no scientific studies that show it, though. You know what my brain works like. If the science isn't there, I'm a bit like, meh.
Mm.
And I couldn't find anything that said that that's how peptides worked. There was just like a few people that were like, oh, apparently they work like this. So I don't know. I mean, take from that what you will, but I don't know. Je ne sais pas.
I don't know what that means.
It means I don't know in French.
I know it's all very confusing, and like, we don't know. I feel so helpless not being able to give a proper answer.
I know, I really hate it, but like, I don't know, you know, science.
I know. I have looked into like a few specific kind of peptides, though, you know, stuff that you could look out for.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at copper peptides.
Yeah. Because obviously copper is really good for your skin.
Yeah. Well, it's antibacterial, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really good for like oily, spot-prone skin types. Also slightly more fungal type conditions, which is disgusting. Oh, like it's, well, the fungal condition isn't disgusting. It's just, I'm sorry to anybody I've just offended. It sounds disgusting.
It sounds really gross.
Fungal. But yeah, so apparently you can look for copper peptides. If you want to give them a try, that may be a good one for you if you've got oily skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get peptides that improve hydration. This would be a keratin-based peptide, which repairs the skin by helping moisturize.
Oh, amazing. I think, like, in terms of, like, products, you briefly mentioned it earlier before we kind of came on and started, like, doing this. But like, if you find a product that works for you, or it's got really good reviews, or you want to try it, like, don't base it off whether the whether you don't or do believe in peptides. Like, there's other ingredients in there.
Just see how it works for you. Like,
just it try completely not to depends. Try not to be like sold on an item because they're trying to tell you that it's got peptides in it, you know.
I read before that a dermatologist at DCL, who we have...
Oh, I love DCL. I used their...
Yeah, worked with before.
Pads this morning.
Says that in the skincare world, peptides are the beauty equivalent of gluten-free.
Yes.
So everybody like looks for it. Yeah, like, but nobody knows what it means.
It's just like, yeah, that's it, because it sounds confusing and it sounds like you should know what you're on about.
Yeah, and I always used to think I was like doing better for my body by picking alternatives that were gluten-free, so...
Yeah, that's it. So... Yeah, it's like don't fall for the marketing of peptides. If you want to see, if you want to use a product and they say it's got peptides in it, but it's you using it for whatever reason, like, look at the reviews, do your research. If you like the brand and you trust the brand, then go for it.
Mm.
But just try not to be like, oh my god, I heard it's got peptides in it. Like, let's go and get it.
Yeah, because like we said before, they are somewhat quite pricey.
Yeah, and then we actually had a DM, didn't we, from somebody. Who was asking us about collagen powder.
Yeah, that was weird.
And like, yeah, I've never heard of that, but it also just sounds like one of those gimmicky things. So maybe we should have a look into that. Maybe we could do a mini-sode or something on collagen powders, because I think they're quite big in the US. Don't mean to say, like, whatever, but we have quite a
big
little,
following in the
we
US.
We have a following in the US. Yeah, so. God, the US, whoever listens to us in America don't know how rough
I said this, fucking Blackpool. I said this in when we were like walking home the other day. I was like,
to our home.
I was like, imagine somebody like from the US just listening to us, two proper common northern girls, and thinking we're funny.
I mean, we could talk like this, and people would think, oh, they're really British.
I actually would rather not,
I'm
Charlie.
I'm from London.
I actually would rather not talk like that. I want to just be who I am.
To be fair, though, I do find if ever I speak to somebody that's like not from the UK, they're like, oh, so where are you from? London. And I'm like, no, I'm from this place called Yorkshire near Sheffield. They're like, no, Manchester. And I'm like, to anybody outside of the UK, it almost feels like there's Manchester or London.
Oh my god, everywhere I go, Manchester.
And then there's
Manchester,
Scotland, Wales,
Manchester,
and Ireland.
Manchester.
And I'm like, I'm not from Manchester, I just live there.
Mm.
I'm a Yorkshire lass and I'm proud of it, you know?
I don't even say that I'm from Blackpool, because...
You're from Manchester?
No one knows where
Manchester.
I am.
But yeah. Well, I hope we've cleared a few things up, RE peptides. Mm. I mean, hopefully you'll just walk away from this understanding what one is, so when you see it on a ad marketing campaign or you see it on a bottle or you see it wherever, you'll think, okay, it's just a thing that makes a protein strong, and the protein is what makes a skin cell healthy.
Yep.
Basically, you just listen to the podcast for that one tiny roundup. Right there.
Yeah, literally. You could just skip right to the end.
Skip right through to the
skip
end.
Skip me talking loads of shite.
Yeah.
Skip Charlie talking about meatballs and burgers.
Burger. Burger spaghetti.
I love saying the word burger.
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 I like the way Scottish people say it.
Burger.
Do you want a burger? That is a delicious burger. Oh, I love me a burger.
Shut up.
You big dirty burger.
Shut up.
So yeah, hopefully you'll not fall for the marketing.
I also like how Irish people say Weetabix. Weetabix.
Weetabix. Do you want your Weetabix? That's Belfast.
You've got to go a bit faster.
Weetabix.
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 Weetabix. Weetabix. Well, after we've said Weetabix and burger a million times, then is this where we say goodbye? So long, farewell. Have you just said rate us 5 stars on iTunes, please?
How was that?
And subscribe.
That's not the lyrics.
And follow us at birthday.skin. And tell all your friends and your family. And write a review. We're out every Tuesday. And you can subscribe and you'll get a notification. And also, if you rate us 5 stars on Tuesday and tell your friends to do it too, we'll get to the top of the charts really quickly. And then everybody else will find us and it'll be great. Thanks.
We've quite finished.
I think I have now.
Alrighty then.
Well, I will see you for another installment of Birthday Skin in approximately 7 days' time.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.